Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
And I'm Kate Spencer.
And we're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Welcome to a mini episode.
We've got some new questions.
Yep.
From listeners.
Yep.
And I think we could just dive on in.
I'm ready to dive, Kate.
Just let's dive. Let's swim.
Okay.
Let's splash.
Yeah. Let's do it all.
Let's frolic.
Okay.
Do you want to read the first one?
I sure do.
Okay, Dori, take it away.
This is from our dear friend, Julie. She's not really our dear friend.
She could be.
She could be, though. She is a listener, and that's Julie with an I, no E.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, unique way to spell Julie. I like that.
I just wanted you to be aware of that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I know you probably get a ton of emails, so hopefully this one reaches you.
It did.
But I have a few questions I'm hoping you can answer. One is for a topic of discussion on your podcast.
Okay.
Here we go.
We got it, Julie.
I am wondering what the best thing to do for super fine blonde facial peach fuzz is. I'm noticing it more, and it makes me crazy. I have been doing threading, but that gets expensive, and I'm super scared to do the face-shaving dermaflash technique. Plus, that makes me feel like a man to be shaving my face ack. Any thoughts or reviews? Since it's blonde, I've heard electrolysis is really the only option. Help!
I'm just Googling the facial razor that I use.
So, well, I can tell while you're Googling that, I can tell you the one that I use.
Yes, I also just want to say, I have baby fine dark hair on my face. You also, I assume, have baby fine dark? Or do you like blonde peach fuzz?
I have blonde on the side of my face, and then I have a few dark mustache
Me too.
Hairs. But I use something called the Hollywood browser.
What?
It's basically just one of those little razors.
Yeah.
It flips up and down.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So for safety's sake. And yeah, I just kind of shave. You know, I initially started shaving my stash with the razor I used to shave my legs.
Hell yeah.
Because I read a thing that Jane Marie wrote in The Hairpin. Someone had written in with a very similar question. I think did I write in?
Really?
The person might have been me.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yes, actually, I think it was because I was like, I can't wax my lip. I break out. What should I do? And she was like, just shave it. And I was like, oh, okay, revelation. So I did, and it was great. And then, as I believe I've mentioned on this podcast before, Caroline Manzo of The Real Housewives of New Jersey is a fan of face shaving, and it's like exfoliating.
I heard that.
Yeah. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then there was actually like a BuzzFeed article that mentioned the Hollywood browser. And I was like, I'm going to give this a shot. And I really like it.
How often do you shave your face?
Like when I remember.
Right. It's not a big part of your routine.
It's not a huge part of my routine. Whenever I do it, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I have this little thing. I will say people have told me that there are cheaper little face razors.
That's probably what I use, yeah.
So you could look into that. We'll link to some on our website.
I will say that I have never worried about my mustache, even mm-hmm. though I'm pretty sure I have one. Mm-hmm. It's just I've never let myself go there. Mm-hmm. I just let it exist. So the way I deal with it is just accepting the fact that I've got some growth above my lip, mm-hmm. and that's just what it is. Now, I did go get my eyebrows waxed recently. This was a year ago. And the woman was like, and mustache too? And I was like, you know what? No. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to add another thing to the list of like, here's what I do. So I just let it hang. But a friend recommended these great little razors that I got on Amazon. And I'm just looking in Sephora carries something very similar. And she is an actor and she keeps them in her bag. So like before an audition, if she saw something,
she just whips it out.
Yeah. And I use it often to kind of just shave my unibrow. Mm-hmm. I just kind of go like mm-hmm. zoop, right down the mm-hmm. middle of my forehead. I bought one pack of three. It was probably under $10 on Amazon. And I've used the same three. They just live in my bathroom. So I don't know if I've ever done my mustache with them, but I do think like for embrace the face shaving.
Embrace the face shave.
Yeah, get on board.
Yeah, it's great.
And the ones I found on Sephora are called Level Setter Razors, and they're $8 for a set of three. And this is very similar to what I use. It says like for shaving hair anywhere.
This is the exact same thing that I use that is branded more expensively.
Oh, really?
I'm going to start using these.
Oh, I'll show you the ones I got too. And you know what also what they're good for is like a quick bikini line trim. Just want to like get some hair. Yeah, a little zhup zhup.
Yep.
So that's what we do. I've never done any other electrolysis or lasers or any of that shit. It's like, no.
No, just use a little.
I don't want to.
Yeah, just do that. So that's our answer for you, Julie.
I hope that helps.
Hope it helps.
Shave your face, Julie.
Yep.
That's what we've landed on.
Get on board.
Get on board. Get comfortable with that razor. Yep. Here we go. Here's another question.
Okay,
voicemail
I'm
this
ready.
Time.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Irene. I'm calling from Colorado. I'm sure you've heard many times by now, but I freaking love the podcast. It's one of my highlights every single time
an
episode drops. So I thank you so much for what you guys do, and it always sounds like you're having a really great time.
We are.
I appreciate. My question this week is about lip care. I live in Colorado, which is very, very dry, and so my lips always feel a little bit chapped, a little bit dry, and generally super great. I just tried a lip mask the other day for the first time, and it was good, but I wasn't super crazy about it, and I used just the EOS lip balm. I'm wondering, what's a good way to care for our lips, since I do a lot of moving and talking all day? Thank you so much for the podcast, and can't wait to hear from you guys.
Dory?
Yes.
Can I tell you a little story about my lip care?
Yes, I'd love to hear one.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I believe I saw this on Doogie Howser, Doogie's best friend.
Oh my God, yes.
Told him that in order to have soft, kissable lips, you had to put Vaseline on.
Okay.
And from that moment on, I have applied Vaseline to my lips every night of my life.
Oh my God.
I keep an enormous tub of Vaseline by my bedside table, and I can't go to bed without putting it on. I travel with Vaseline, not Vaseline lip therapy, not some sort of fancy lip gloss,
straight up
petroleum jelly on my mouth. And I have found it is the best, like that EOS lip thing, which I think comes in the mm-hmm, circular stuff. Mm-hmm. That stuff is drying.
Mm.
So I would first recommend to this caller to toss that and get on the Vaseline train.
Yeah, and I will say along those same lines, supposedly, like if you use like Blistex or Carmex or, you know, all those are actually bad for your lips and create a dependency.
Yes.
So don't use them. The thing that I like, and I think I've mentioned this before, is the Caudalie.
Oh, you have?
Lip conditioner.
Okay.
It's $12, so a little bit more expensive than, you know, your typical lip balm, but not obscene. I really like it. It softens, but it's not medicated. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good. But the other thing, and I know you live in a dry climate, so there's not like, this is only going to help to some extent, but really drinking a lot of water is the thing that's going to keep your lips the least chapped, I think. You really have to stay hydrated. That's really, really, really important.
I think you could also exfoliate. And I think you could just...
Like with a sugar scrub or
you
something?
You could just take a little bit of sugar from your kitchen and like maybe coconut oil and kind of make a little paste and just rub it on your lips.
Love it.
And I think that might kind of help get the dead skin off. It might also help make your lip a better base for color. I don't know, but I assume.
Yeah.
But I would just like the... Stuff like Vaseline, it's not necessarily going to hydrate, but it's a protective layer.
Yeah.
So it would keep moisture in. Can I give another lip balm recommendation?
Please.
That's the thing I use in my bag, is Rosebud Salve by Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I buy that religiously. Those are that's what I use during the day, and Vaseline at night. And everything else I have found to be drying, and I have tried literally everything from like homemade stuff to... fancy stuff, and those are the two.
Love it.
So, all right. Vaseline, like I saw in Doogie Howser.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Dory, I am very interested in personal style and figuring out what my personal style is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also really appreciate having some guidance in this area. You know, like fashion, I feel like is one of those things that people just kind of expect you to know what your innate style is.
Totally. Yes.
And that's not always the case.
No.
Which is why I have turned to my favorite place, Masterclass.
Yay.
Now, look, we all know that with Masterclass, you can dabble in new skills and learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Like, if you want to learn how to use your voice as an instrument from Mariah Carey, that is a thing you can do.
Amazing.
Can you imagine if when you were in high school, someone said, hey, you could learn a voice from Mariah Carey? I wouldn't believe them.
No, I would not
possible.
Either.
It's possible with Masterclass. But the reason I bring up fashion and style is because they have a fantastic beauty and personal style section that I have been slowly working my way through. Two people in particular have been my guides. Tan France, who has a class called Style for Everyone, and Carla Welch, Building and Owning Your Personal Style.
Ooh, yes.
This has been very, very influential and helpful for me figuring out who I am as a dresser.
I love
and,
this.
And Dory, sometimes I do it while I'm getting dressed.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how easy and accessible Masterclass is. And like, it's not even necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can go at your own pace. Do it when it works for you. The material is super easy to access, whether I'm on my laptop, my phone, or my TV. They have a new audio mode so I can listen in my car or while I'm traveling. And right now, Forever 35 listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/F35. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/F35. That's masterclass.com/F35.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Do we have another voicemail?
We do.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Hi, Kate and Dory. My name is Amanda, and I had a question about self-care. So all of our self-care routines that are kind of like touted are introverted activities like taking a bath or, meditating or just spending time by yourself pretty much. And I'm a really extroverted person. I'm not an introvert. I'm about as extroverted as you can get. And so one of the only ways that I do self-care for that is I listen to podcasts to feel like I have someone in the room with me. You know, obviously I can make plans with my friends, but then I have to rely on my friends' schedules for self-care. So what could be some things that I could do to that are like extroverted in nature or that could give me the same amount of energy that hanging out with someone does that I can do on my own time as a version of self-care? So that's why I'm asking you the question, because I have no idea. I don't know what to do. So I would really appreciate your feedback. If you guys have any, and I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show. The self-care I do have, it's a big part of it. So thank you so much.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
I mean, I have my number one suggestion.
What is yours?
I have two.
Okay.
The first one, volunteer.
Mm.
I think volunteering, which I would love to talk about more deeply with you on an episode.
Yeah.
And maybe with a guest. I think volunteering is such a crucial part of self-care, because you're using your time to help somebody else,
totally.
Whether it's people, animals, the environment, your community. It's so gratifying to spend time serving others. Do I do it enough? No. It's constantly on like the top of my list of goals every year, but I definitely try. And
Volunteer Match is a good place for people to go, right?
Great, yes.
Yeah.
And I think if you're an extrovert, volunteering with people would be such a great match for you. And you can probably set up a consistent schedule so you aren't relying on your your friends, like mm-hmm. you said. But set up a volunteering schedule where you get to interact with people. I think it will make you feel good. It's a way of giving your time and doing something other than just for yourself. And you'll be helping, making a direct impact with a community. And that's just
Kate,
so valuable.
I love this suggestion.
Can I give my second suggestion?
You can.
My other suggestion is group exercise classes.
That was going to be my
was
suggestion.
It yours?
Yes.
I have made a real community in my different group exercise classes. It becomes a place where I get to know people. There's banter. The communities are really supportive. A lot of them have read my book and just been really supportive of me, and I try to do the same. And it's a great way to get to know people, and you're exercising and helping your body stay strong and manage your stress levels. So do you do group exercises? Exercise class as a way of being with other people?
I really like group exercise class. I like the structure of it. I don't really go to the gym anymore, just to go on a treadmill or something. Like, I only go to group exercise classes. I also like that if I so choose, it can be a social activity.
Yes,
like,
doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but like tonight I'm going to a yoga class with a friend. And I really like that because like sometimes I don't want to spend like 4 hours just like hanging out with a friend.
No.
But if we go to a yoga class together and then we can like have coffee or tea or something afterwards, like that's a nice manageable activity. And we both get to like, we're going to yoga. So that will be nice and relaxing and bendy. And so I do try to do that occasionally, like certainly not every time I work out, but also, if you're on ClassPass and I'm on ClassPass, they have a feature where you can become friends with people in the app and then you can see what classes your friends are taking.
Oh, that's cool.
And go to class with them. I really like that feature because you can be like, oh, like Kate's going to Pilates on Thursday at 7. And presumably, if you've agreed to become friends with someone in the app, they won't mind if you're like, I'm going to come to Pilates.
No, I think that's great. It's a great way to see people that you like.
Exactly. So I really like the social. I like the social aspects of group exercise that are, you can also have like your personal friends working out with you. I'm not like a person who really like, I've never like become friends with people in an exercise class. I used to go to a step aerobics class.
Go on.
When I lived in New York, that was taught by this woman named Christine at New York Sports Club. The class was amazing. She's amazing. She has like a cult following of people who are just obsessed with step aerobics, which is kind of a retro thing to be into.
It's a dying art form.
It's a dying art form. She's like one of the few people who still teaches it.
Cool.
And she had like obsessive regulars. I somehow ended up on her email list. And I have not taken her class in probably 7 years, but I have not been able to bring myself to remove myself from this list. So I get these emails occasionally that are like, hey guys, sorry, I can't make it to class. Like my daughter's sick or something. Oh. And I'm just like, oh, I miss that. Even though I wasn't like friends with any of these people, it was a sort of like nice thing.
I like too with exercise. So because I work from home, exercise classes are very are a good social outlet for me. I have like one boot camp class that I go to that I love, where somebody new in the boot camp class has heard of our podcast. Yeah. I was so excited.
Oh, also shout out to the woman who works at the front desk at the Pilates place near me who listens.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey. So cool.
Yeah.
But I also go to this Pilates studio. It's really small and intimate. I've gotten to know a lot of the other people who go there. I have a crew on Saturday mornings at 8.
Oh.
We all met. I mean, I only know them from Pilates. But
I love that.
It's like a real sassy, fun bunch of people. And everyone like jokes around in this Pilates jump class. So there's like a fun way to kind of get to know people. I would also say like sometimes when you're the extrovert, you might have to be the person who organized fun. Can be really good. Like organize a book club or organize like my friend Jean did this really cool kind of salon thing where she invited a bunch of guests and everybody kind of shared an interesting fact or story or like article, you know, had to kind of speak to a topic for 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm.
And it was really fun and I met new people and
love that.
It was really cool. And you've done a really like you'll have a makeup swapping party or, you know, I think things like that can be they're organized, and yes, like you do have to kind of wrangle schedules, but they also can be really fun, and you get more out of it than just hanging out. Or
totally.
Organize a group to go volunteer together.
Oh, okay. Ugh,
solved it.
Totally.
Anyway, good luck. I hope you figured out, because I do think that was such an interesting point, that self-care can be very introverted, and how to make it a social thing is really cool.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, good luck.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Well, I think that just about does it for today.
This
another
was fun.
Mini app that we
have in the books.
Yeah, another mini app in the books. Just, you know, reminder, if you want to hear your question on the mini app, you can give us a call. And our number is 781-591-0390. And you can also send us an email at forever35podcast@gmail.com. We also put all of the products we mention on the mini apps as well on the website, forever35podcast.com.
So if you're wondering where to get that Hollywood browser,
yep,
look on our website.
Look on our website. Yeah, so that's about it.
Thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Hi, Dory and Kate.
Sorry.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, my God. Can't stop the voicemails.